have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And I'll get to my brand new biblical question in a minute here. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App is my name. And rainy days and Mondays always build me up. It is Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. When she's crying, she's lying. That's for sure. Amazing. So, back by popular demand, the Big Dogs. The Big Dogs are back. And they were here last Friday, and the people were like, hey, I want to talk to the Big Dogs. So you have a chance by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. And so I have with me my four left, your four right, Shaw from Bond, and on my far right and your far left, Jackie, both are Big Dogs or overcoming Big Dog, whatever. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
You just now turned the mic on. Huh? Good morning.
Good morning.
So the Big Dogs are here. You want to talk to them? You can. Tell the people what a Big Dog is, either one of you.
Would you like?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, it's not like this group that we've got going on or anything. I thought. What I think it is just women that feel like it's hard to be feminine because, well, we have different meanings.
Yeah.
We'll just start. Shaw said in church that she wanted a soft life and that she's just, you were like, what is that? What is soft life? And then I was like, I think she's just tired of being a big dog. And then she's like, exactly. And then you asked her, how did you know? And she's like, I just innately knew what Jackie was talking about. And it's just, like I said, we had different meanings. For me, it's overcoming my nature of taking on the world and just, you know, hard to let the man take the lead. And then for Shaw,
Definitely just having to fight back. Really just having to fight all the time.
So you're being dull, meaning you're tired or you're having to fight all the time.
Well, that's a big part of it. Having to fight all the time and being on guard all of the time.
And what do you mean by having, you mentioned that yesterday in the meeting.
Yes.
What do you mean by having to fight all the time?
Well, it just in my life, just so right. far in my life experience, people perceive me a certain way. And I get, I just have these very strange interactions with people.
And they perceive you in what way?
Like weak. Like I'm weak or like because I look dainty, they could do certain things. And I'm having to really put on a more, I hate to say masculine front, but in a way so people won't like get over on me.
And how do you know they perceive you in that way?
Almost all interactions I have had that's in that caliber, they've all come at me very aggressively, you know, just off the bat of just like, I know I can overcome this person because she's smaller and she looks this way and it's this and that.
And so this is happening everywhere?
Not everywhere, but I've definitely had more experiences than not.
And so people want to fight with you.
They do.
You.
They just want to start.
All my life I had to fight.
Pretty much. I'm like, geez,
all
I just want a break.
Life.
Yeah.
I just want a break.
Are you experiencing the same thing?
No. I can so clear. I learned so much, like I said yesterday, from the show. And I can see that nothing around me is going to change. So it's
right.
up to me to change
yeah.
everything. So, yeah. I'm not experiencing the same thing.
I don't understand. So are you fighting with these people? Or are they fighting with you? Or are you fighting with them because you think that they see you as this little person mm-hmm. that they can run over?
To answer your question, I'm definitely fighting with them. For sure. It's funny. I had some time to reflect
yeah.
Just in church yesterday of just like, well, the soft life is there. It's just it's some days I refuse it because I fight back.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not them then. It's you fighting with them.
1,000%.
And so because you have this impression of how they see you, mm-hmm. you're automatically ready to fight.
That's correct.
Oh, and so it's not them, it's you.
Yeah, it's me. Wow, yeah.
And so what do you do now that you realize it's you?
I really just have to lay my weapon down. That's been a real big problem. Well, a challenge. It's been a challenge for me.
To lay your weapon down?
Yes.
And why?
Because it's just, I've been so used to like, fighting back for a very long time, like seriously. Like that has been the thing for me.
And so it's hard to stop fighting?
It's difficult. It's a very bad habit that I have.
Right.
Yeah.
And same for you?
Yeah.
It's hard to stop, lay your weapon down?
It's hard to lay your weapon down when you're double-minded and you don't see it. But
okay.
I see it now.
And explain what you see.
Well, I say I want something, but Kaya helped me take the caller we had last time. She was so good. She said, you don't want to take responsibility. And we've talked about this, too. I don't want to take responsibility for my spiritual life, but I also don't want to stay where I'm at. So I'm double-minded. I'm half in, half out.
Right.
And so how can I ever be clear or submit to God or trust his plan when I want to still be in control?
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think will happen if you were to just give up control and let life happen for you?
The Jesse answer is I would have total peace. Everything would be great. But do I really believe that? It's my brain says, well, what is it going to look like if you give up control? Are you going to have friends? Are you going to keep trying for stuff? How do you do that and still get ahead in life? Or, yeah, I just don't know.
Oh, I see. How about you? What would happen if you gave up and just let life happen?
I do think there would be an emptiness that I wouldn't be used to.
An emptiness?
It would be, yes.
What do you mean by that?
I mean by that of just like there's just, I don't know how, no other way to put it, but just an emptiness. Some would say, call it peace, but I did experience, I did experience that exact thing that you're talking about of just letting go of control. And in that moment, I just experienced this emptiness of just like, I'm just in an empty room.
With a straitjacket on.
Yeah.
And so what are you going to do?
I really just have to, like, stop. I've really got to stop. I really did realize that yesterday in church. I'm like, it's me. I just got to stop.
Yeah, it's totally you.
Yeah.
And you, do you see that it's you?
Oh, yeah.
And so you think that if you gave up and let life happen, you won't have friends and all that, or nothing to reach for in life? Or...
You know how the blonde lady was saying yesterday that everything's kind of been taken out of her life? She's been stripped of a lot of things?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I can relate to all of that and how it's so hard to cling on to the things that you've worked hard for and to let them go. So, yeah, I am a little worried about losing some friendships.
Mm-hmm. But... If they were really friends, would you lose them?
No.
So then you would find out that they're not really friends.
I know. I don't want to know. No, I do want to know.
And so what do you want out of life?
Oh, shoot. That's a heavy question I wasn't expecting. Can you ask her first so I can think about it? I guess I just really do want to be at peace. But if I really do want to be at peace, why don't I do what I need to do?
Right.
I keep choosing, you know, the same thing and getting the same result and then wondering why nothing's changing. So I say that, but what I realized from last week is I don't know what I want.
You don't know what you want?
I give up. I don't know what I want.
Is that real?
I really mean that. I don't know what I want.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about you? What do you want out of life?
I thought I knew what I wanted out of life.
And what did you think that you wanted?
I thought that I wanted to just go on with life, be, you know, really good at what I wanted to do, be booked on everything, and just be extremely busy and just have this big life, this big thing. But now I'm like, I don't even know. Like, I just don't know. I don't even know if I want that. So I'm really not sure what I want.
What did you think you want before you wanted out of life before you realized what you didn't want?
Okay.
That you don't know what you want.
Okay, sure. So I thought I wanted to be married, and I was open to kids. I still am open to having kids, but I have to be okay with that not happening too, right? So, but in my head, I wanted to be a power couple with someone and build like a real estate empire and just take care of my family and travel and have a good life that is just simple. It sounds, to me, it was simple that, you know, just focusing on each other, someone who believes in God and having a great time.
Why did you think that's what you wanted?
What sounds bad about that? Nothing. That sounds great.
Yeah. And so why did you think that's what you wanted?
Well, I'm not too sure that's what I don't want.
Oh.
Yeah, so, but as time goes on and it's not happening, I'm kind of like, okay, well, I need to be okay with whatever happens to me.
Yeah. What type of, so you want to be married?
I would like to be married, yes.
And children?
Yes.
And so what kind of man you're looking for? What type of man?
Well, hopefully someone that aligns with everything that we learn here and can tell me like, hey, Jackie, you know, be responsible for your spiritual life. You know, I'm not looking for someone to make me happy because that's just way too much responsibility to put on one person.
Right. Absolutely.
But as far as what I'm looking for in somebody, it's just like hopefully motivated and, you know, believes in God, number one. But I don't have a checklist because I think that's the wrong way to go about it. But before, I did have a list.
Right. I'm going to ask, before you start to work on yourself, what type of man did you want?
What
are you looking for?
Okay, yeah. I wanted someone to be, like, strong and have a great relationship with their family and make me their number one, be just only have eyes for me. You know, I had this, like, 70s fantasy about someone that was just – I was so wrapped up in their soul together. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just wanted that so bad.
Right.
And we just had a bunch of fun, and they loved my family, and we just – we're going to figure it out.
That's what you wanted.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Before you start to work on yourself, what type of man were you looking for? You want to be married with children?
I do.
Okay. And so before you started to work on yourself, what type of man were you looking for?
It was very, you know, I can't even tell you, because it was all based on how I felt.
Right.
Of just like, how did they make me feel? Like, did they make me feel good? Did they say the right things? And, you know, did they remember what I said the other day? And all of that. It was just solely based on how they made me feel.
Of course.
Yeah.
And where did you get that idea from, that that's the type of man you wanted?
Like, based off of how he makes me feel?
Yeah.
I'm really not sure. I want to say, because at one point I didn't really have the best relationship with my dad at one point in my life.
Yeah.
So when I would date these men, I'm like, who's going to make me feel good? Like, because my father's not really, you know, he's just kind of everywhere right now, whatever. So who's going to make me feel great?
Yeah.
You know, who's going to feed my ego in that sense of like, you know, I see you. It's you. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Feel chosen.
Right, yeah.
And how did you know that's the type of man you wanted? Before you started to work on yourself, how did you know that's what you wanted from a man?
Because I knew what I didn't want. I saw a lot of what I did not want. So I was like, okay, that's not working, so let's try this.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't always, it's not like I brought out the checklist every time I met someone. I mean, definitely people that didn't meet standards, you know, and I just, you know, just dated or spent time together.
Have you ever, so far, have you met the kind of man you would like to marry?
No.
And how about you? I'm sorry?
I haven't.
So neither one of you, since been on Earth, you've not met the kind of man you would like to marry?
Like, I mean, I've seen examples of what I want, yeah, but they're, like, taken. So, and I'm just seeing from the outside what it looks like. I have no idea.
Right.
I see, I have a friend that's married, and her husband emulates God, in my opinion, so much. And so that's really cool to see.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And is that way behind closed doors, too?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the kind of marriage that you want?
Seen? No, actually.
Your whole life you're not seeing the type of marriage you would want for yourself?
Like, there's some aspects of certain people's marriage I'm like, oh, I really admire that. But their marriage as a whole, I haven't.
So then that makes me wonder, too, why do we want it so bad? Because I know more couples that are unhappy than happy.
Yeah.
So I have to really question that about myself, because so many people are like, you're so lucky. You just have to focus on you, and you get to do whatever you want. So I understand.
So inwardly, is this something you naturally want to be married? Did it, like, come with you to want that, or did you learn that somewhere along the way?
It could be because my parents were never married, and I always wish that they were married you know, I had that, yeah.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I'm not really sure. I can't answer the question because my parents were divorced when I was like 4.
Oh.
And they both just had their own kind of ideals of like marriage and relationships. So I really don't know where that came from.
Amazing. I know that inwardly all women want to be married. But they want a guy that can lead them in the right way.
Right.
So it come with the nature of the woman to want to be married. And even though you don't see good examples of it, you still would like to have it. But
I'd like to do it my way.
What are you both willing to obey your husbands?
I am.
You willing to obey? Mm-hmm. And what does obey mean to you?
Obey means to me that his decision is like the final decision. And what he says goes. And he has a plan. And, you know, it just has to be followed.
How about you?
I don't really know what it means, because sometimes I think I know what it means. And then we talk in church and then you're like, why are you letting that man tell you what to do? And I'm like, I don't think I know what obey means then in a marriage.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. But you would like to know and obey your husband?
I'd like to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have an idea what it means to obey?
Kind of, but...
What's your idea that might mean, even though you might not be sure?
Well, exactly kind of like what Shaw said, is that you trust your husband's lead in stuff. And, I mean, are they supposed to consult with you when they make decisions? Is that... You kind of say that partners shouldn't be best friends. I don't know if I totally agree with that, but... Yeah, that they have the final say-so of what they think is best on how to lead the family.
Right. Mm-hmm. Amazing. You've dated before, right?
Yeah.
And have you ever had a boyfriend that you obeyed?
No, because I wasn't in the mindset to... I couldn't take direction.
Really?
Right.
How about you? You've dated before.
I have.
And have you ever had a boyfriend that you obeyed?
I did have one.
And you obey him?
I did.
And how did that go?
It was really nice, actually.
So why you didn't marry him?
Because it was, to make a long story short, his family just did not like me at all. And it had a very big impact on the relationship.
And how do you know they didn't like you?
Oh, they let it be known.
They would tell you?
Oh, well, you know, just the body language, the nonverbal cues. It was just very obvious that I just wasn't the one for them.
And did the boyfriend tell you that?
He didn't say it, but he definitely didn't deny it. Like, when I would bring it up to him, he's like, oh, just ignore them. They're this, they're that. But he definitely knew.
And so, was that real, or were you in another fighting mode?
No, that was actually real. That was actually totally real. Because I would try to, like, get them to like me, and they just weren't having it. Yeah.
Who could not like you? You're so sweet and cute.
They just wasn't feeling me. They just weren't.
I want to get you some calls here. But what do you all think about the way women are today?
Well, I think it's somewhat of a reaction to how men are today.
Meaning what?
It's a cause and effect. So, like, men, you know, people are like, why aren't you married and stuff? And it's like, yeah, find a good suitor. It's hard. So with men being more feminine, women became more masculine.
Yeah.
And now it's just like they seem really demanding and they don't want to take direction. And I somewhat understand why, but I don't want that for myself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about you?
I would have to agree with Jackie. I think if the man isn't in order, everything's just going to be a mess. It's going to be a direct reflection. If he's not in line, everything's just going to kind of trying to balance itself out.
What will you do if you don't get married?
Well, probably the same thing I'm doing now.
How about you? What will you do if you don't get married?
I would just have a full life that I'm happy with.
You will be happy not being married.
I don't know. I would have to. I mean, I need to give up that idea and be okay with whatever happens. That's the goal for me, is that no matter what happens, yeah, I'm going to be okay.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And will you be okay?
I'll be okay.
You will?
Mm-hmm.
And are you going to stop fighting with everyone?
I am.
You going to lay your weapon down?
I am.
Yeah.
No, I don't have
That's not going to be easy, but it will be amazing when you do it.
Yeah.
Because you're so used to reacting. But if you do it, you're going to have everything going to be fine.
Yeah.
You got to stop fighting. Are you willing to lay your weapon down?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm serious about it. I really am.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Are you afraid to?
I'm afraid not to. I'm more afraid of that.
Oh, okay. Right on. Good. That's amazing. So since you guys were here last week, are you like still big dogs? Well, you overcome a big dog thing.
I never wanted to be a big dog. But I see how I put myself in that position, and I am ready to lay my weapon down and leave that in the past.
How about you?
I am.
Oh, okay.
I am.
No more big dog.
No more.
Yeah, life will become very easy and simple for you to do that because you're fighting against your own self. It's not the world inside of you.
Right.
Amazing. Okay. I want to get you some calls. Let me go to Danielle out of San Diego, California. Danielle, you are on the air.
Jesse.
Hey, Danielle.
Good morning, Danielle.
So, should I just jump right in, Jesse?
Yes, uh-huh.
So I heard this term last Sunday for the first time, and I have to say I cringed a little, but I want to say at the outset there's no judgment here. I'm still working on that plank in my own eye, but I'm happy to hear that you are both retiring that term or moniker, because I really don't think it's doing any woman any favors to refer to herself as a big dog, because obviously you would then take on that identity, and I don't think that any guy wants to be with, you know, a young woman who has the persona of a big dog. So I'm happy to know that you're retiring it. And the other thing I wanted to say, just a couple of points, and I'll make it pithy because I know there are other callers, is I moved here in 2000, and this whole conversation about the men in Los Angeles, or the lack thereof, was an ongoing topic even then. And I remember when my friend group learned that I actually moved here with a boyfriend, they immediately would say, oh my gosh, you better hold on to him, because the men in Los Angeles are either, you know, already taken, they're gay, or they're dogs. And I didn't accept that. And I think it's partly because, you know, I had a great relationship with my dad. I grew up with two older brothers. So I just didn't take on that tribal thinking, so to speak. And as a result of that, I never, ever had a problem, you know, dating in Los Angeles. I remained in relationships up until I got married. And I'm not saying that's the preferred way. I wouldn't recommend that either, but obviously I wasn't overcoming back then, so I didn't know any better. But my point is you don't need to do what the tribe is doing, or you know, sort of take on that belief system, because they're a mess, and you girls are overcoming. And this is sort of a cautionary tale, because I made a lot of mistakes on the way, that because you all are doing this so young, you can avoid a lot of that. I mean, it's just hugely impressive that you're even doing this at your ages, because I was not thinking about working on myself when I was your age. So that's about all I have to say on it. The last thing I want to say, and this is directed toward you, Jackie, is I often hear you say you don't do the silent prayer. And I don't understand that. I don't understand how anyone who is doing this work, who is overcoming, slacks on that part of it. And it's such an integral part of it. I mean, God, I don't know how. I mean, I know he can do anything, but I'm not sure how he can direct and guide and order your footsteps if you're not doing something so basic and bringing him into the fold to do what needs to be done.
Let me take a break. I'll let her respond to that right after the break. Hold on.
You got it.
888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. Don't forget to like these videos, like the video, and support us on social media. We are on Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, JLP Talk on X, and TikTok. Like, follow, comment, subscribe. Y'all know what to do. I appreciate it. So I'm talking to X Big Dogs. They are overcoming it. We're going to get to all your calls and your super chat. They are overcoming being a big dog. Amazing. I didn't even know. I had never heard of it until they mentioned this in fellowship. That's amazing. Danielle from San Diego, you had not heard of big dog beforehand?
Never. And that term needs to just go away. Full stop.
And so you asked Jackie about silent prayer. You want to respond to that?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so Danielle, I totally agree. Oh my God, when Jesse was like, they call themselves the big dog. No, I don't. Okay, nowhere in my life is that my nickname. I don't say it to anyone. Right. I was just relating. We just put a term on a feeling, but it's not. I cringe too every time he says that. We're with the big dogs. No, you're not. I'm a little chihuahua. Anyways, but to address the silent prayer, I hear you. I think you're telling me this because you know I'm smarter than to just ignore something so important to my growth. And the best way I can describe it is how, you know how the devil's sneaky and he attacks people different ways? Well, he keeps me really comfortable with my life. And I don't want to be uncomfortable. And so I just stay where I'm at. But I see that that's not the way. And well, I'm starting to see way more how that's not the way. And I need to overcome my thoughts and not go with the first thought of, I'll just do it another time. Or I'm not ready. I don't want to be no Christian and be boring. You know how you had that, you said that in church. Yeah. I totally related to that. Like, I don't want to be like one of those people, all religious and stuff. But I need to let my ego die and get there. So
yeah. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think exercising that while you're, you know, in your comfort is preparing you for when you are not so comfortable. You will already be in the habit. And it only takes, Jackie, you can start with 10 minutes. You know, it's not, it's just, you know, baby steps.
I started last night and I did it this morning. Okay.
I'm happy to hear that. Yeah. And I know you'll get there. I know you'll get there. And the one last thing that just came to mind, there was a caller who called in shortly after you two left, you and Shaw left, and said that it's too late, mentioned something like that. And as we know, those of us who are overcoming, it's never too late. It doesn't matter that there are a sea of beta males out there and you think that there's like no hope. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you do, but I know that a lot of young women do because I interact with them. But Jesse's platform, you know, fellowship, all of those things are a great example of the fact that there are guys who are overcoming right there in Bond. And we hear from them all from all over the world when they call in. So it's definitely not too late. I know you girls know that, but I just wanted to add that in based on that caller. And I didn't even look at the snake pit. I can't imagine what was going on in there. So just wanted to encourage you on that front, too.
Thank you. I didn't take it seriously.
Thank you, Danielle. Amazing.
Thank you, Jesse.
And I appreciate the birthday present. It was amazing.
Oh, I'm glad you do. My husband loves to cook, and he said, "Why don't you just put together something, a few of our favorite things?" And I took him up on that. So I hope you enjoy those things as much as we do.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I will see you all. Have a great Monday. Happy Female Monday.
All right. Thank you. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Ross out of New Jersey. Let's see here. Ross, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Ross.
I'm sorry, I forget the other girl's name. It's Jackie and...
Shaw.
Shaw, hello. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask you both a question about your world today. There's a fantasy world of TV... And then there's a real world that we all have to live in. How much of the fantasy world was part of what you were trying to capture for the actor or maybe the service person that you're planning to be in the future was given to you by TV versus human beings?
I think for myself and wanting to be like a power couple and, you know, I think that was from just – how I grew up. I didn't want to grow up the same way. I didn't want the first half of the second half of my life to be like the first half. I wanted to have a surplus and just only have good times. So that's where mine came from. It could have come from, you know, all the real estate shows too. It could have been influenced.
When we make the TV our competition, are we making ourselves an actor to be a worker in the future, or are we making ourselves a service person to work with other people? It's kind of hard to tell the difference.
Were you influenced in any way like that by the TV or anything?
Yes and no. I would say mine came from more so like Disney, the princess and the prince, and you know, you ride off into the sunset and you know, your life is solved. So, yeah, that would be my influence.
Amazing.
Well, the last thing I'll say is there's a lot of people that put collars around their neck, ties or whatever, and maybe they're big dogs too because they always have to be put on a leash. So you want to be careful when you become a big dog.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ross. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. They no longer want to be a big dog, so let's just...
Ex-nay that, yeah.
No longer.
Censorship.
Let me go to Tony out of New York. Tony, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse?
I mean Tom, not Tony, my bad. Tom.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I think you got my name wrong.
Yeah, I did. My bad.
No problem. Hello. I was listening. I listened last week. I was listening to church yesterday. Anyway, I just wanted to call in. I kind of just had a general comment that I thought I could maybe throw out there and see if the guests, I'm sorry I forget their names off the top.
Yeah.
Any you know, response. But I hear women, especially that women that are, you know, Christian or more working on themselves, say that they want a, you know, a man who's going to lead, the alpha, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not sure, and I'm not making accusations here, but I'm not sure that when they say that, they really kind of mean it and are ready for that if it were to come.
Yeah, not in this state.
I think. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, like I said, not in this state. I've got to overcome some stuff so that I can really be led. Because, and I'm so happy I can see it now. I couldn't see it before. But yeah, you're right. Yeah, I wouldn't have believed me either.
I would have to add on to that because at one point I was like all into like the Kevin Samuels thing of just like, okay, you have to do this and be this for a man. And I'm like, yeah, I'm totally that. Until I realized I'm totally not that. So yeah, I would have to agree with Jackie for sure.
What's the Kevin Samuels thing?
Do you know who he is?
No.
Wow. Well, he's like this dating guru. He died, I don't know, maybe some time ago, but he was huge on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he was telling people how to date.
He was just really getting on women, like just really getting on to them, just basically telling them how they're the problem, really.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Was he wrong or right?
He wasn't wrong, but I don't think he had the right, I don't know. I'll say I agree with some of the things he said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You familiar with him?
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Tony.
Tom here.
You're black. Sorry, Tom.
No, that's okay, Jesse.
Wow.
So yeah, it's just something something I notice in my life, and you know, my wife and I are working on ourselves, and cool. And we're working to overcome. And you know, I think when you're working on yourself, and if like I could see in my wife that she really wants that as well, and she's working on it, but in a way, things almost get harder, in my opinion. From what I've seen, like in that, she's all of her judgments and insecurities and all that stuff. It's still there, and now there's no hiding from it.
Yeah,
and so she's constantly confronted with it all the time, and it becomes more challenging because there's really no way out of the light once you're in it, if that makes sense. But I just noticed that I'm like, And you know, and she'll say, you know, she wants that, but it seems like when people say that, they think like, oh, this is just going to be easy street from here on out, and everything will be great. But in reality, it doesn't seem to go that way. You know, there's definitely some hell to go through, you know, in the meantime, I guess. Yeah. But that's just my experience. You know,
And so you and your wife are working on yourselves?
That's right, yes.
Oh, cool. It's easier if we're both are working on yourself for sure.
Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah. And it's good. I just noticed how my wife is, you know, if you're used to a life of not confronting, because, you know, like Jesse says, that like the woman kind of got to become like the man in a way. In a sense, I would say when you're married and you're obeying the husband, that's when you really become the big dog, because that's when you have to do what the men do, which is confront those things that are in you without blaming, without judging, without controlling the situation. And I noticed my wife struggles, and, you know, I'm there to support the best I can, but I really leave it to her. And, you know, but it's it's quite the experience.
Amazing.
Going through. Yeah.
Yeah, I see why you say it's easier to find a partner when you're in the fallen state, because now knowing what I know and knowing how much more work I have to do, I shouldn't be dating. The heck?
That's right. At least not looking for one. Let it happen
right.
naturally.
Yeah.
Amazing. Tom, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yep. All right. Take care.
All right. And I remember Tom.
Tom. It's me, Tom.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. I wanted to get you guys to respond to a song by Derek Gable. I'm not sure if it relates to the conversation at all now. And I asked him, but he's not responding yet, so I don't know. In the meantime, let's do Super Chat.
Super Chat. Eric, five coffees, big dogs questions. Is it a man's job to build a life for a woman? If so, what's the woman's job while he's building a life for her? If not, what's wrong with a man riding the bus?
So you want me to answer? Okay.
I don't even understand the question.
I don't quite either.
Nick, your question is not clear. Who is that?
Eric.
Eric, make your question clear. It's not clear.
It's because we didn't want anyone that rode the bus last week. That's why.
You understood it?
Yeah, I kind of understand. Yeah.
Oh, what is he asking?
Yeah, he's asking, like, what are you contributing? Is it the man's job to make your whole life? I don't think it's the man's job to make my whole life. And what's wrong with riding the bus? Well, in L.A., it's really inconvenient, and it's not really safe.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the woman ride the bus or the man?
The man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay.
Another from Eric. You're the most intelligent person who's ever lived. Intention to find a husband. How many dates do you have to go on? One. So are you experiencing a lack of intelligence or intent?
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Amazing.
Mike Young, A Big Dogs, thoughts on Trump's masculinity?
What's your impression of the great white hope?
It's so hard. I know people hate the truth. I love when someone's real and, raw, right. But people don't like the truth. And I hope that he's telling us the truth, but we're never going to know. And I'm okay with that. I've made peace with trying to find out and do all this research. So.
Right on. Amazing.
Yeah.
Can I add?
Yeah.
I can really appreciate how not afraid he is.
Yeah.
Like, that is something you don't see every day, especially with a lot of people just saying the thing just to get along. So I can admire that, of someone just being so outright like that.
Amazing. Thank you.
ADHD girls have absolutely no excuse not to be able to find a good man today. Take zero effort to find men for them. Girl who left her man for his family was a horrible excuse. We heard it before. Girls today want money and fame.
I don't want fame. Money's nice, a little.
Yeah.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
Jules Verne, do the ladies believe all thoughts are lies?
Yes.
They are.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, Jackie said, with men being more feminine, women become more masculine. Wrong. Feminism, sexual liberation, birth control, and abortion made women more masculine. Women ate the apple, and men listened to the women, which made them more feminine. The mistake men made was listening to the masculine women.
Touche.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
And that's all I have for them.
Nice. I appreciate it. Amazing. So I'm going to try one of these videos. I'm not sure because I haven't seen them yet. And apparently, Turning Point USA had a women's leadership summit over this weekend. And according to Grok, Erica expressed hope that her children will remember how she showed up and handled the family difficulty. I guess he was referring to when Charlie was killed. She took over the organization, I guess. But here's the first soundbite from Turning Point.
There will be a day 10 to 15 years from now, when my children will look back on this season of life that us three are going through, and they won't remember it fully because they're so young, but they will see everything. They will see how this world talked about their father, their mother, even themselves. They will be able to read every headline, every accusation, every lie. And my prayer is their focus isn't on all that noise, but rather on how their mother showed up and how she handled it.
So it sounds like she's saying that her children are going, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, but it sounds like she's saying her children are going to appreciate the fact that instead of staying home and raising them, she went out and took over the organization and not being home with them.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear the same thing? Or?
Yeah, I heard the same
thing.
What
do you say about that?
I think her kids are going to grow up and see that she had a fireworks show and a big old production for her husband's funeral and looked fake seeing something so traumatic happen, and how they're going to just remember how much they missed their mom at this time because they went through something so life-changing and traumatic that they need their mom. And she has enough money to just be with them.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to keep this going.
What do you say?
Very, I hate to just say this, but it's selfish. And I just, as you would say, when she's crying, she's lying. I know she wasn't crying there, but I'm like, no, it's just a show. It's just a big show of your ego.
Because kids, I know adults who mother was out working and stuff, and they felt left out, that the mother was out working and wasn't there with them, and they felt unloved and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So her kids, they're not going to say, oh, mom, I'm glad you went out and left us with the maid or whomever watching over them.
And she has the resources to be there. That's what's crazy.
The ego is more important than the money itself.
Now, that's a big dog.
Yeah.
That I don't want to be associated with.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand these others. But let's see here. Let's go to Carl out of South Carolina. Carl, you are on the air.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
For taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to act like Kevin Samuels for a second. Is that okay?
Who is Kevin Samuels?
The guru she listened to.
You don't know where Kevin Samuels was.
Okay.
I think the ladies might know him.
Yeah. Shaw does.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So what? They're basically looking for a man mate, the way I think it. Now, do they have income requirements?
Car. Are you in your car or something?
Yeah.
Can you pull over the side of the road for a minute? Because it's really noisy.
Hold on a minute.
All right, hold on. I'm going to have to take a break. Well, can we hold you guys over for a few more calls?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to hold the ladies over for a few more calls and then Super Chat, and we'll move on to other stuff. Hate news is coming now, not the fake news, but the hate news, and I'll be back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
some serious mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of Female Monday. It is June 8th, AD 2026. And JLP will be right back to your calls and going to wrap up with the X Big Dogs. So stay tuned and more great stuff coming right up. More than 144 years after its construction began, Barcelona's iconic Sagrada Familia has finally reached its full height. It is a church, a cathedral, 144 years in construction. Pretty cool. Inaugurating its long-awaited final tower with a blessing by Pope Leo the 14th. Isn't that special? Did you hear about the Penn Station stabbing? President Trump expected to attend Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight at New York's Madison Square Garden, just one day after a stabbing attack by a perhaps, last I heard, it was an emotionally disturbed individual. It was not like a Muslim terror attack, they don't think, at least not initially, as of 12 some hours ago. Directly below the arena, injured six people, one of them quite seriously, and a couple of them also pretty moderately seriously. Terrible. And the suspect is in custody, but the attack has heightened security concerns around the venue before thousands of fans are expected to arrive in the coming hours. Whew. And the UFC fighter, there's a new lawsuit at the White House, right? A new lawsuit filed over the weekend trying to stop the UFC Ultimate Fighting Championships fight at President Donald J. Trump's birthday party at the White House June 14th, which is also Flag Day, also on the 250th anniversary year of America. July 4th will be the date, right, since the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And the suit argues that the structure being built on the South Lawn requires congressional approval and an environmental review. It also claims the event will financially benefit UFC President Dana White and Trump himself, citing a spring report that Trump has bought stock in UFC's parent company. What a mess, huh? And the war kind of escalated, at least in a sort of a brief flash, because Israel and Iran were launching missiles at each other like crazy, even though Trump said, stop it. And they're like, okay, psych. And then they hit each other. Israel and Iran trading strikes in their worst escalation since the April truce. You know, they had a ceasefire since April, what, 8th or something like that? I forget. It comes after Trump told Israel to hold off retaliating against Iran, according to a U.S. official. Trump urged the countries to stop shooting in an early morning social media post, probably on Truth Social. Follow the hate report on Truth Social, by the way, if you so please. Not that I'm that active there. As the Iran war reaches the 100-day mark, Trump said in an interview with NBC's Meet the Press that he does not plan to withdraw the roughly 50,000 U.S. troops who are involved until we have a completion of the war. And did you hear about the earthquake in the Philippines? Earthquake! At least a dozen people are dead after a magnitude 7.8 earthquake struck the southern part of the Philippines early Monday morning local time. Per a U.S. Geological Survey, video shows collapsed buildings and damaged roads and across the General Santos City in Sarangani province. Terrible situation. Shout out to the Philippines. And strengthening ties, Chinese leader Xi Jinping arrived in North Korea today. Isn't that nice? For his first visit in 7 years. He was greeted with a lavish welcome by leader Kim Jong-un. And the trip highlights Beijing's ambitions to cast China as a versatile global power broker in a moment of intense geopolitical flux. Nice. And make sure that you're podcasting The Jesse Lee Peterson Show, as well as Church with Jesse Lee Peterson. You can get your podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and elsewhere, as well as the Fallen State TV and the JLP Highlights, the weekly best of the week. I'm James Hake. Now back to The Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And I'll tell you the biblical question a little later. And if you're out and about, you can podcast the show and still listen on your phone as it is happening. If right in front of your face, you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. And we also have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. It is Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to
you
fight.
You probably need a good black woman in the room.
That's my fatness doesn't devalue me.
Why?
How dare you?
I'm sorry, Mama.
I'm not afraid of her.
That's right. What a mess. So I have in studio Jackie and Shaw. Shaw is the Hispanic one. I mean, not my bad. Jackie is the Hispanic one. Shaw is the black one. Mm-hmm. She's black. And we're holding them over for a few minutes here because of some calls and things like that. And I appreciate you guys staying over a little bit. I want to go back to Carl out of South Carolina. Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. You should be able to hear me better now.
That's much better, yes.
I was on speaker. Okay. Now, I don't know if they've ever heard of Kevin Samuel, the ladies. I don't want to offend him.
Shaw is aware of him or who he was.
Yeah. Well, he always asked the ladies, whoever was calling into his ship. And by the way, he did. He is gone. He left this planet, you know, unfortunately.
Wait, rest in peace. I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, he was a young man, too. He was only 53, and he drank 3 Red Bulls a day. And I don't even think he knew what it was doing to him. But anyway, he always would ask what the income expectations would be for a potential partner. Also, how tall the man has to be, and would they accept? You know, how firm they were on that. So I was just asking them that if you're looking for a man when you're in your early 20s, it's a little easier because, you know, you can build a foundation with a guy that's maybe not making a whole lot of money because he's young. Well, when they're in their 30s like that, you know, you're probably looking for a guy that's making, you know, at least 6 figures.
And so your question is what?
Well, what are their income requirements and how tall the dude has to be?
Anybody want to respond to that?
I guess I'll respond first.
Okay.
I've never had a height requirement, and I still don't. And when it comes to income, this may sound ridiculous, but I really just can't tell you. because I really just don't know. I don't know where I'm going to be in life. I don't know where I'm going to live or just the setup of anything. So I just don't know. Just as long as he's aligned and he's right, really.
Yeah, but let's just be honest here. We all know we like to.
Well, let Jackie respond.
Yeah.
Okay, as far as height requirements, I'm 5'1.5", so anything past 5'11" is a bit too big for me.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I love
hold
hearing
on,
that.
Hold on. Anything?
Okay. Anything past 5'10", 5'11" is just like once we get to 6 foot, like we're trying to hold hands, it's all an even. It's just, you know, and it's like I'm breaking my neck and stuff. Yeah. So like, I don't really care. I'll date, you know, it doesn't matter. But as far as the income requirements,
but you want short kids. You don't want short kids, do you? If you marry a tall guy and you're kind of short,
I don't care about that.
Be somewhere in the middle.
I don't. That doesn't irrelevant for me. But as far as the income requirements, I think like I would like someone that makes more money than me because I feel like when they find out if I make more money than them, it's going to take a toll on them more than me.
Yeah.
So
nothing wrong with that. I mean, but it, to me, what I was just saying, it's just easier if you're in your early 20s and you're looking for a guy, you know, a potential husband.
Yeah, but I mean, who's ready to settle down at that time anyway nowadays, like in your early 20s? It's just, I know it happens, but it's rare. So,
yeah.
Okay. Hey, Jesse, can I ask you one other thing? I'll just get off the phone. I'm driving around. I drive a lot. I'm a courier, so I drive back and forth between Augusta and Columbia, South Carolina, every day. I'm looking up at the sky. Is it okay to think about God when I'm doing that? Is that normal? Is it?
I just think about what he created. But, right, yeah. You appreciate what he created, what he's done.
Yeah.
But don't have an idea. Don't hold on to an idea about God. But you can definitely appreciate what he has done here on earth, as it is in heaven.
Yeah, and all the animals and everything he created.
Yeah.
It just amazes me what he did, you know. I mean, what he created.
Absolutely. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. One more thing. Silent prayer. When you do the silent prayer, you do think about God, right? You're supposed to be thinking about God.
No.
Right?
No.
How do you do a silent prayer and not think about God? I don't get that.
The only thing you should do is to be aware of the thoughts that are coming and going. Be aware of them.
Yeah, you're trying to block all thoughts.
No, don't block them. Just be aware of them. And don't do anything about it, but be aware. And so... If you think about God... You're back into thoughts, and your thoughts will always deceive you about God, because God has nothing to do with thoughts.
Okay, so when I'm doing it, I'm just don't block thoughts. Just say that one more time, and I'll hang up.
Yeah, you don't want to block them. You don't want to deny that they're there. You don't want to argue with them. Don't identify at all. Just be aware of them, whatever. If it's about God.
Even if it's one saying, all you're thinking about is bullshit. But you know that little devil in your head sometimes?
Yeah, let that pass.
He'll say, this is all bullshit. There ain't no God.
Okay, you know, we have kids listening to the show.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. All
right. But no, whatever thoughts are coming, however many or however fewer or however, all you want to do is to be aware of them so that God can disconnect you from them. But God has nothing to do with thoughts at all. He has nothing to do with your imagination or your thoughts at all.
It's all the devil?
Yes.
It's all evil?
Yes, absolutely.
Man, I'm going to try to get better at that. But I appreciate you taking my call, and thank you for the ladies and that they answered everything. And I wish them luck.
Thank you.
Whatever they do.
Right on.
Okay, have a good day.
You too, Carl. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Then we go to Jeremy out of California. Jeremy, you are on the air with Jackie and Shaw.
Hello, good sir and ladies. How are you?
Hey, Jeremy.
So I had a childish question to ask.
Okay.
Do they still believe in love? And do you believe in love still?
Do you believe in love after life?
I can feel like, realistically speaking, though, because...
Y'all believe in love.
Not the love I thought I knew.
Yeah, no.
It's kind of different now.
What love you thought you knew?
The, like I told you, we were listening to 70s music, driving down PCH, all souls intertwined. Oh. Just, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So you don't believe in that kind of love anymore?
I mean, I wish it happened, but I don't... No.
How about you?
No, I just don't. I just don't believe in the mushy-gushy that thing. No.
I like mushy-gushy, though. I mean, I want affection. It. Like, yeah, great. Yeah, I do. But I just think real love now is being really honest with someone.
Yeah.
And before, I don't think I could hear that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Right on. You believe in love, Jeremy?
I think just about every... Well, I can't speak for every guy, but I do. But, I mean... Aww. I don't think people are open to love others no more.
And when you say you believe in love, what about love that you believe in?
That's a little too deep of a question. But you know the answer. I mean, like, I think people believe... Or they're open to love when they're, like, early 20s or, like, when they're, like, still kids and stuff. But once you grow up and then you have your heart broken a couple of times, I think people, like, put that outer shell around their heart and they don't even, they're not willing to actually open up.
Jaded.
How old are you?
I'm 36. I turned 37 this month.
But how old are you now?
36.
And so have you had your heart broken?
I did it once for 5 years when I was like, and I think we broke up at like, when I was like 24.
And so do you believe in love now?
I wouldn't trust, I'll open up a little bit, but I mean, I've only really dated once for that 5 years, but after that, it was just like, I just don't trust people no more.
And so do you believe in love?
Of course.
So you do believe in love?
I do.
And so you...
Well, that doesn't mean I'll...
When you say you will open up, what do you mean?
Like, actually give your heart to somebody else? It's like, let's say somebody's with, like, widows, right? Like, your wife or your husband widows away, and then you never love again, but you still have the ability to love. Like... You know, I think once you fall, it depends the person, because a lot of people, a lot of women, a lot of guys, I don't know, I'm not like that, but they can just hook up and have random hookups all the time, but, and then not have that connection of love, but some people still, like, focus on love, I guess.
So you don't want to be in love anymore?
I think I'm not looking for it. I'm not even looking for relationships at all.
He wants it. But
I think
he's
a lot of people, especially this generation, especially with social media, a lot of people just, I can't say a lot of people, but I think a lot of smart people are just isolating. If not isolating, because it's even like with like going out to restaurants and stuff, a lot of people are just sticking to themselves now.
And that's what you're doing? Nowadays.
Heck yeah. There's so much stuff to, because I think, look at too, the thing is too, like, I think you have to learn how to be alone.
Yeah. Do you believe in life after love?
Life after love?
Yeah.
Life after love? Is that like you kind of already did, no?
Do you believe in life after love?
Everybody says, I think I heard Hank say this. Hank was like,
who?
Oh, Hank. Your
who
buddy
that?
Hank.
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 Your buddy Hank.
H-A-K-E. Hold on. H-A-K-E. Hank. Not
Hank.
Hank.
Oh, Hank. Oh, okay. Hank.
Yeah.
Hank. I think I heard your buddy Hank say, I think he said this to somebody else. He's like, oh, but you still have Jesus. So you're never alone. Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, that's not the way we're designed. Like, I had another friend, too. He had retired from the NFL. And then he was, like, he he always said, because that's something happened with him and his wife, and he was like, yeah, when we were separated or something, it was because God didn't want him to be with her at the time, because he had something that was put purpose into him to do something.
Right.
So it was meant for him to be alone and not in a relationship. I don't know if that makes sense. So, but you know, it says everybody has a part, like, man shouldn't be alone. But I guess if God installs, like, a purpose for you to do something, then it's okay to be alone, perhaps.
Why shouldn't you be alone?
Why shouldn't, or why should you?
Why you should not be alone.
I think men naturally gravitate towards a more darker path without a...
But God said the only reason to get married if you want children. If you don't want children, there's no other reason to get married.
I mean, you think that the opposite sex can live together and not have intercourse?
No.
I think that's
no,
like...
The question is, if you don't want children, you should be alone. There's no other reason to get married. Do you want children?
Okay, but that's contradictory, though. That's contradictory because he said men should not be alone.
Who said that?
It's in the Bible, because when
but God never said that.
He didn't say it once he created the Adam.
No,
he didn't say he wasn't like, oh, it wasn't good for you to be alone, so he created Eve.
Right, the Bible said it, but God didn't say it.
So who was talking in the Bible?
Satan.
Who was that? Who created Adam?
Satan. Satan was saying that, not God.
Do you think Eve?
He might have been talking about Adam only.
Right.
I know, well, Adam.
But God said the only reason for marriage is to make children, and the reason he's doing it that way is because he didn't want to keep making them from the dust of the earth, because when you made them from the dust, you had no choice but to love him, and he didn't like that kind of love. He wants you to love him because you want to love him. And so he decided to make the woman so they could have children instead of creating human beings from the dust. But if you don't want children, there's no reason to be married.
I know something in there, it goes something like he created something else, or he gave men other options so that they have the option to choose. They have free will.
Well, they don't even have free will. You only have one choice.
I have a lot
to make.
Of free will.
The only choice you have is to come out of hell or stay in hell. That's the only choice you ever make.
I mean, I think we all have our own definitions of heaven and hell, because...
Do you have free
will?
You can
live in the... Heck yeah, I got free will. I can do anything I want right now.
So will yourself to have perfect peace.
Perfect peace?
Yeah.
I think only, like... Buddhists and monks have perfect peace when they isolate from humans,
I said,
like other people.
Do you want perfect peace?
Perfect peace?
No.
That's all I
am. Do you want perfect peace?
Do you want perfect peace, Jeremy?
Probably not, because sometimes I play video games. You can't be perfect peace, and you have to go to work. That's not perfect peace.
Amazing. Jeremy, thanks for your call. I got to run because of time. Thank you, buddy.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, same here. Thank you. Amazing. We have a couple more super chats. Super chats.
Marilyn says, girls, you are...
Go back. I can't hear you.
Marilyn says, girls, you are some of the most fortunate young females in our generation because you have accepted the message Jesse teaches. Keep focusing on that inner life as you're already doing, and the Father God will take care of you. He will add to you as he sees fit, not as mankind thinks. Wishing you both well. Heart hands with a black skin.
Who is that from?
Marilyn.
Marilyn, thank you. That's amazing.
Good to know, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
King Alpha Nerd here with some clarification. Kevin Samuels was an image consultant. When he came to the scene, he would talk about men and women. Only got attention when he would hold women accountable for their actions and how to get and keep a man that the woman disagreed with. It should also be noted women called into his show to combat with Kevin, and he broke down their delusions. He passed away in 2021.
May his soul rest in peace. I wasn't familiar with him, but may his soul rest in peace. Thank you.
Mike Young. Hey, ladies. Thoughts on Myron Gaines, the guest that you had recently? Oh. Sudanese guest from Fresh and Fit.
The Muslim. Oh, Myron Gaines.
Yeah.
Are you guys familiar with him?
Somewhat. Not enough to give an opinion. Right.
It was a good interview.
Oh, okay.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
It really was. Amazing. They're not as familiar with him. Who's that?
Myron Gaines.
No. The Super Chat.
Oh, Mike Young.
Mike Young. They're not that familiar with him. Amazing.
And thanks. That's all I have for you.
Thank you. Amazing. So let me ask. Last time you were here and at the fellowship, you talk about how you were beforehand. You were trying to help people. You want to be available for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been saying exactly how you said it. Are you still doing that?
I did do it last week, but I put some boundaries on it.
You did it last week?
Yeah.
And why?
I already committed to doing these things, so I just followed through with it, but I see that I don't have to do that anymore.
Are you going
to
stop doing that?
Yeah, I got to stop.
Is it going to be hard not to do it?
Yeah.
You got to stop being a mama to everybody.
I know.
Because they're just going to take advantage of you.
Yeah,
even
and I'm going
to... Even your old family members, friends, I don't care who it is. They'll use you.
Yeah. And I'm not supposed to be doing things like I'll do it, but then I might have feelings about it. Yeah. I should not have any feelings about if I'm going to help somebody.
That's right.
Yeah.
Plus, you can't help anyone.
I know. I can't even help me. Yeah. So, yeah.
Where'd you pick that up? What made you start become that way? Where you feel like you need to help everybody?
I'll give you the psychology thing that I think it is. I wanted attention when I was little, and I got it by being good and doing things and getting, pat on the head. And so I think that and then people just started seeing me. Oh, she's doing this or blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you can do it too. You just apply and you just try. Yeah. But then because I've already done some stuff, people come to me and they're like, oh, don't you know how to do this? And then I would just do things to probably get love, or attention, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I know.
Are you afraid to stop doing that?
I guess I'm just... Yeah, I'm afraid to stop seeing. I'm afraid, and I'm excited to see what my life is going to look like after.
Right. Mm-hmm. And why are you afraid to stop being there for everyone?
Just because I'm too clinged on to my identity of who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, my ego, it just doesn't want to die. But
so have you felt used by some of the people that you, and do you blame them or yourself?
No, it's definitely me. I can't, like I said, I can't change anyone around me.
That's right. Absolutely. Amazing.
Yeah.
Are you like that too?
No.
You're black.
Woo!
And why not?
Because I'm really a loner, and I really don't have friends.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I can't help anyone.
What does loner mean?
Meaning I really enjoy being by myself. I do a lot of things by myself.
Right on. Amazing. Because of time, what does it mean to be? I know you both are working on yourself, but for those people who don't work on themselves, they have no idea. What does it mean for you? What does it mean to be working on yourself?
I'm aware of, I'm just aware of the evil in me. I'm keeping watch of my thoughts, and I know that I'm not in the light, so I'm working on getting back to the light.
Right on.
Yeah.
Before you start to wake up, did you know you could wake up, or you had no idea?
I really didn't know.
I didn't either.
I didn't know.
I had no. Before I woke up, I had no idea I was asleep.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was such a thing as really being asleep. Your eyes open, you're out there working and doing your thing, but you're still asleep. I didn't know that existed until it happened to me.
Can I add something really quick?
Yeah.
I was a Hebrew Israelite. That's how I was brought up. That's how I was brought up. And then I got introduced into Christianity. But even with me being introduced to, Jesus and, the Southern church, I knew, that's the right way. But I was still kind of okay,
it was still very performance-based, yeah. but I knew it was right. Yeah. But I didn't realize till I got introduced to Bond that, oh, this is what it really means. Like, yeah. this is what the Bible's really talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You were a Hebrew Israelite?
I was.
What was that like?
It was incredible.
In what way?
It was just amazing. You know, it's really built on race. Of just like black people are the real Jews and God chose us and we're the special ones and they're not.
And so you thought you were a real Jew at one time?
Well, yeah, for sure. I did. Yeah.
Did you wear a little hat?
No. No, we didn't. We wore all white.
Really?
But I was
too
little.
I can see you walking around and that you're a Jew.
But I was a baby. I was a baby, but that's how I was brought up. Yeah.
And what does it mean to you to be working on yourself? For those people in the world that's not working on themselves, what does it mean to you? What does that mean?
I'm open to being wrong. And I see I've been wrong for a long time, and I didn't know it at all. I thought I was, like, set, and everybody would come to me for advice. So I thought, psh, man, I'm doing good. You know, I've got my life together. Yeah. I didn't know that my thoughts were lying to me. I didn't know I was clinging to all these identities or that I even had an ego. I thought I was so humble and modest. I'm embarrassed. I just didn't know better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Hey, you say you have a couple more super chat?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
ADHD 777. Women don't need men anymore. They got social media.
Whatever.
Sad.
Well, yeah.
It's messed up. Eric says.
Thank you.
Eric says, Jackie said, when you're young, who is ready to settle down? Eric says, men are. Women aren't ready to settle down because they're having too much fun sleeping around.
Nah, I disagree. Both are sleeping around.
Yeah, totally.
Especially nowadays. But women normally are ready to settle down in their early life too, in 20 and stuff like that too. Mm-hmm. It's just difficult. Last word for you. In closing words.
I don't know what to say, guys. I know it's so easy to judge from where you're at, but trust me, I am really trying to see the truth.
Yeah, amazing. Last word.
I'm very grateful for the church. It's really opened my eyes to just myself, and I'm excited to go on this journey of getting out of HELL.
That's right.
Same here. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, stay with it. And both of you are now doing the silent prayer. You're forgiving your parents and all that, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I love you, Jesse.
I love you, too.
Seriously.
Really, stay with it. I still can't see your mother being a Mexican.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't see her as Mexican.
How don't you see her as Mexican?
She look like Indian or something.
Like Native American Indian or?
Uh-uh.
Oh, the other.
The other Indian.
The dot.
How she look to me?
I'm not sure.
Does she look Mexican to you?
She looks Mexican to me.
Hey, come here. She look Mexican to you?
But like, she looks Indian.
No, para en la frente, but like.
Because we don't speak Spanish. Mexican. Yeah.
What?
Mexican. She looks Mexican to me, Jesse.
What she look like to you? Her mother?
Mexican.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, all Armenians and Indians and Middle Easterners, they all look Mexican to me.
Oh, no wonder that. He said y'all all look the same.
Yeah, I agree.
So your mother look Mexican to you? Or does she look Indian?
If I didn't know her, I could think maybe Indian. If I didn't know her, yeah. I agree with you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She wear her hair like an Indian woman?
Like how? What do you mean? She's got, like, different hairdos all the time.
Right, but she's so...
She's natural beauty.
Classy, right.
Yeah, she's so classy.
She's classy without trying to be classy.
Seriously, everybody tells me that. Dang, your mom looks like high class.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just comes naturally.
Amazing. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you all so much. Hate says she sort of looked Lebanese. You don't even look like a Mexican to me. You don't act like a Mexican. You don't sound like one.
Well, what does a Mexican act like?
Different than Indians.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
All right. I got to take a break. Back in a moment.
Thank you. I wish I would have found you earlier on in my life. Your recommendation to go and forgive your mother for resenting her, it's the hardest thing that I've ever done, but it was the easiest thing to help me overcome where I've been. My clarity changed overnight. Like, I began to see things different. Sure, you saved my spiritual life, because now I do have a peace, and it's a really weird feeling because there is no feeling.
Right.
But that's
amazing.
How you gotta know that you're in the right place.
Like you said, she couldn't help it. And when you start to look at her mom, or you look at her dad, or you look at that situation, you can see that life just being repeated inside of you. Yeah. And when you decide you want to be the person to step up and make a stand against it, it is going to feel weird because it goes against what you're used to. But as soon as you do it, you look back and wish you did it sooner.
There are men and women waking up. I'm telling you, they want to wake up. If you want to come out of your sleep, you can. But if you don't want it, the spirit of truth will just leave you there. It's up to you. Fun with Jackie and Shaw for Bond. I really enjoyed that. Amazing. And thank you all for your calls to them and your super chats and everything. That's amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com from H-A-K-E. Hake, not Hank or hate, but H-A-K-E. Hake Report. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Amazing! From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And check out yesterday's fellowship. It was a gift from God. All of the meetings are a gift from God, because I never know how they're going to go. I don't plan them. I don't think about what will or will not happen. I'm there to be enlightened as well. And so as I'm helping others, pointing the way to others, I'm learning too, being taught. And so I really love the fellowship. If you're not attending one, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church, rebuildingtheman.com/church. And meetings start, if you ever want to be a part of one, you can. Even if you have to do it online, but you want to come in, you can. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time and 2 p.m. Eastern time. So before I go back to the calls, I want to give you the brand new biblical question. We dealt with last week's biblical question in the fellowship. Last week's biblical question was, did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again? And the answer is no. He never said that. And it's weird that he never said that, because I don't even know if I heard it that he said that when I was growing up in Alabama. I knew that you have to be born again, but I don't know if I ever heard that Jesus said it in that way. And so, but when I came to L.A., and started going to some of the churches around here, that's when I started to hear it said, Jesus said, if you confess me with your mouth, believe in your heart that I died and rose again, you shall be saved. Something like that. And so at 18, when I moved here, I started to believe that Jesus said that. And so it occurred to me, let me look and see, did Jesus ever say that? I couldn't find it anywhere where Jesus said that. Somebody else said it, but Jesus never said that. Isn't that amazing? And now I understand, because it's not the words from Jesus about salvation or how to overcome hell, evil, or how to enter into the kingdom of heaven. I understand now why no one, not one, who believed that Jesus said, if you confess me with your mouth, believe it in your heart, that I died and rose again, you shall be saved. Jesus doesn't even have that kind of ego that he's going to say, you believe in me, that I died and I rose again for you to be saved. I had the blood. He's not on that kind of ego trip. And so I couldn't find anywhere in the Bible where it said that, and it helped me to understand that no wonder people who believe that way are never saved, never enter into the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that amazing? And he even said, just because you confess my name, or you heal people, or you go out and preach and blah, 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 when I must say I never knew you. Go away. Get away from me. Just because you confess my name doesn't mean you know me. Isn't that amazing? And a whole lot of people and preachers and others confess Jesus, but they don't know him. He rejects them. He's like, what the? Just because you go and heal people, or you confess my name, and you say Jesus is this, and you believe in Jesus, he's going to say, get away from me, you hypocrite. You don't know me. You don't know me. But it's the man or the woman who keep his commandment. He was asked, how must I enter into the kingdom of heaven? How can I, how must I ever do it? They asked him, and he said from his own mouth, keep my commandment. If you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, keep my commandment, love your enemy. Love your enemy. Love your neighbor. If you want to enter into the kingdom, he did not say, confess that I was born, I died for you and rose again, blah, blah, blah. He didn't never say that. He said, keep my commandment. That's how you enter into the kingdom of heaven. And on top of that, keep my commandment, love your enemy, love your neighbor. And number one, above all the laws, love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. And when you love God and love your enemy, you will know that you're in the kingdom of heaven right here on earth. The kingdom in heaven will come down to earth and be in you. You don't have to wait until the resurrection and all that mess that people are waiting for. It has already happened. It has already happened. And when you love, when you have love, salvation is of the heart. The kingdom is of the heart. It is about love. Anyone that has anger, resentment, and I don't care if you're confessing his name as Lord and Savior and calling him God and trying to make him your dearity thing, he's going to say, get behind me. I don't even know you. But if you have love instead of hate, instead of resentment, that's the man or the woman that he knows. That's the man or the woman that will live in the kingdom right here on earth. He will change your heart. And if you listen to this show for any length of time, nearly every man and every woman who is sincere, who have gone and forgiven their mothers and fathers, especially their mothers and fathers, they said something happened. A change came. I didn't know what was going to happen. Something changed, they say. And it does. The heart changed. And now you have the heart of God, salvation of the heart, right? But you're never going to have it until you love your enemy. And everyone who resent their mothers, fathers, themselves, and others, that's your enemy. In your mind, because you only have hate, you make them your enemy. And you don't wish them well. You don't pray for them. You try to hurt them because you're lost, too. So Jesus said, he never said, if you confess me as your Lord and Savior and believe that I died and went to hell and came back and died on the cross for you, you shall be saved. He never said that. And it doesn't work that way at all. Salvation is of the heart. And when you have true love, which only comes from God, from above to below, on earth inside of you, you love everybody. And everything changes for you. You don't hold anything against anyone, no matter what. Because you now love them, and you can see that they can't help themselves. It's not personal. They're lost, and lost people are always trying to hurt other people because they are trying to make themselves feel better. They get a thrill from laughing at, judging, talking about everybody. It's a false thrill because they're lost. So Jesus said, to enter into the kingdom of heaven, keep my commandment. It's so simple, huh? But that's hard for people to do because the average person would never say that they're wrong. They won't admit to themselves, you know, I am judging. I am resenting. I am angry. I am wrong. And go and forgive. When you do, if you ever get to, and the people who have done it, they know what I'm talking about. But if you ever want perfect peace, happiness right here on earth, you don't have to wait until you die. The kingdom above and the kingdom below become one. As it done in heaven, so shall it be done on earth. But you got to love and not hate. You've been taught to be angry. You've been taught to hate, to be emotional. You've been set up to suffer for the rest of your life unless you forgive. Some people wake up and say, you know what? I'm tired of living that way. I want to live in peace. I don't want to live the rest of my life on earth thinking about how to jump off the tallest building or looking for love and all that mess. So if you want peace on earth, a clear mind, not this all dark thinking mind that you already have, you have to forgive. You have to forgive. You must keep the commandments. And I would encourage you, do what you want. I would encourage you to, when you read the Bible, pay more attention to what Jesus said himself rather than what other people said that he said or what they said about him or how they interpret what he said. Because those are human beings too, and they make mistakes along the way, especially with the Bible have been rewritten over and over and over again through all the time that Jesus has been gone, was here and gone. Human beings are wicked, so they adjust the Bible to fit their need to make you think that that's what Jesus said. And you end up suffering because all you're doing is quoting what they said, and you're still lost. So when you read it, just read it, put it down. Don't let the devil interpret it for you. Don't let anyone interpret it for you. You have a teacher within, and he will interpret it. So keep his commandment. You got to love your enemy. You got to love your neighbor. And then love him, God, with all your heart, soul, and might. Brand new biblical question. That's amazing. Brand new biblical question. Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? That's deep. Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? That's the brand new biblical question. Amazing. I want to go 888-775-3773. Let me go to Clay out of Massachusetts. Clay, you are on the air.
Amazing.
Amazing.
How you doing?
All is well, Clay.
All right, I just want to get straight to my question. So before I heard your show, I had went and forgave my parents. And this is the first part of my question. I wanted to know if prior to hearing your show, forgive my parents, was that of God or from something else?
What made you go and forgive them prior to hearing the show?
We were going through a lot at the time. I had a brief moment where I wasn't talking to them at all. So I forgave them for what they did and apologized for resenting them.
So you went to your mother and your father?
Yeah, both of them.
And what did you
I sat down with both of them at the same time.
Oh, okay. And what did you say to them?
Well, we had a whole talk about everything, and I told them that I forgave them for everything that they did, and I apologize for having all that anger towards them and resenting them.
And what did they say? What was their response?
I think we were all crying that first time, and they understood. I guess they, because it was such a long time ago. Right. This is like over 10 years ago, so I just remember doing it, and it seemed like they understood and everything. So,
and did it help you in any way when you went and forgave?
Yes, it did. It helped a lot, because I remember before that I was like just really angry about almost everything. Yeah. Like anything could get me started. Anything could get me off my day. So I think that helped a lot, forgiving them.
Nice. And so it sounds like you did it right, man. And you realized you were wrong for resenting them, and you went apologize for resenting them. Did you ask them to forgive you, or you forgave them?
No, I just forgave them.
Right on. It sounds like you're doing just fine then.
Okay. And then the second question I had was, after I heard your show, I went and did it again, because I think at that point I had forgotten that I did it. But right now, like, everything's coming back to me. I wanted to know, like, if I should have done it again. Because the second time when I forgave them, like, it was more like a calm situation. They said that they did the best they could, and they understood that they seem like even more understanding this time. They said that they understand that they led me down, you know, the wrong areas, and that they should have just let me do things the way that I wanted to do it.
Right on. Well, you didn't really need to go back unless you saw clearly that you needed to. But now that you have gone back again, don't go back anymore. Don't let the thoughts tell you, oh, you need to go again. Because what's going to happen now, if it's not already happening, Satan's going to tell you that, oh, you didn't do it right, or this, you need to go back and do it again. But you don't. Don't believe the thoughts anymore, and don't go. You don't need to go back anymore.
Okay, great. Because the only reason why I went back is because I heard this show, and I was like, oh, I need to make sure I do this.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know if I did it right the first time. So.
Yeah, I understand that. And a lot of people, not a lot, but a lot of people tend to go back because the devil tell them they didn't do it right. They tend to go back. And some people go back 3 or 4 times. I highly recommend you don't do that. So you don't need,
right,
now
right.
You just need to, are you doing the silent prayer?
Every day.
Oh, okay. All you got
to. Before bed and when I wake up.
Right on. All you got to do
sometimes
now,
like throughout the day as well.
All you got to do now concerning your spiritual life is to stay present.
Right.
Don't be in your head thinking about the past or the future. Don't be wondering what if, and don't think about how things are going to go. You live this stand in the present and let life happen for you, because it will work for you on its own if you let it happen. Get up and go to work, you know, buy your food, put gas in your car, and just stay present. And I'm telling you, Clay, you would be given a clear mind, and everything you do would be clear. It would be no doubt about it.
Amazing.
Amazing. So practice, now that you're doing it every morning, every night, practice keeping your mind wherever you are. Be aware of where you are, what you're doing at all time, and you're present with God, you're present with the truth, and the truth, the light will shine, and you'll see your way through all things.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. But no, you do not need to go back and apologize anymore. Be done with that.
Yes, of course. I see that now.
Right on. Amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Stay with it, Clay.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. Once you realize, you know what, I am angry. And I'm wrong for being angry. You see that? You're on your way to freedom. And then go, and every human being on the planet got to forgive their mother. Ain't no way around that. All who were born of the woman must be born of the spirit of the Father. 888-77-JESSE. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Waffle Salter gifted 20 subscriptions to Jesse Lee Peterson on Rumble.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. That was fun with the ladies, huh?
Indeed.
Oh, amazing.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Waffle Salter is also now a monthly supporter.
Right on.
Rumble. Very cool.
I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Norris T gifted 5 memberships on the Bond YouTube channel yesterday during church.
Right on. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe has been a monthly supporter for 1 month, saying, amazing, love y'all.
Thank you so much, and it is amazing, and we love you back. Thank you.
Norris T gifted 5 more gift memberships, and he also gave a super chat saying, crumbs.
Oh, amazing, thank you.
I remember somebody said crumbs. Anyway, Mari says, hope you all had a wonderful weekend. Love, guys, heart and hands, praying hands.
Right on, thank you.
Thank you, Jesse, says Peter 80 and the team for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing. We have, and again, I take no credit for it. I'm just telling you reality. Amazing meetings. The men's forum, the ladies' forums, and Sunday morning fellowship. It's amazing. Thank you.
Daily Nourished Living. Great discussion right now. So many key takeaways.
Right on. Thank you.
During church.
Right on.
Roundheaded Gaul says hi to all the roundheaded humanity.
Hi back. Shout out.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all.
Oh, amazing.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. It's amazing how fast time goes by. What the? One more hour to go when I come back. Straight to your calls and your super chat. The hate news is coming now, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
all kinds of mess going on in this here world. As you know, Israel and Iran traded as you may have heard last hour, traded missile strikes in their first exchange of fire since that April ceasefire thing. Trump abruptly cut off an interview with NBC's Meet the Press with that Kristen Welker gal. And after like an hour, and it was in the rain, by the way. Well, not that you could just hear the rain in the midst of this interview. And also, U.S. consumers have altered their spending habits, according to AP, as gas prices tax their budgets, so to speak. Interesting. And there's the Tony Awards. Is that for musicals? Ugh, whatever. Shout out. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays, and we all ought to love females. June 8th, AD 2026. There's one line open. You can call in right now if you haven't already gotten on air. To get on hold, to get on air, young or old, with Jesse Lee Peterson coming up, right? It is Hake News, not fake news. And the Hake Report will follow the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, as I do Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific. And then American Anchor Baby, 11 to 1 Pacific, roughly speaking, right? We usually end at 5 till the hour, right? And make sure you podcast Church with Jesse Lee Peterson. You can use audio podcasts or YouTube, Rumble, your preferred platform. Israel launched strikes on central and western Iran early Monday in response to missile fire from Tehran, and Iran retaliated with waves of attacks. Interesting. And Trump said, stop it. It was their first exchange of fire since April 8th ceasefire reached. Iran warned the United States would be responsible for any escalation. Two regional officials said concerted diplomatic efforts were underway Monday to salvage the ceasefire between Iran and the United States. During a conversation, President Trump dismissed the idea that launching the war with Iran this year betrayed his campaign promise of no new wars. Nice. At the end, Kristen Welker was pressing Trump on the settlement fund, you know, for the weaponization of the government against the people. And also his claims about the California election. You know, it's been some days. I think that the California, their official rules are, okay, vote on June 2nd, and then you have to finalize by July 2nd. No later. You get a whole month to count the votes and stuff. Trump raised his voice and began calling Welker and the media crooked, attacking her credibility. Rightfully so, I argue, but anyway. And complaining about what he called a fake, dirty press. As Kristen Welker tried to switch subjects, Trump continued on. Well, I know she tried to switch subjects, but also get her last jab and saying, there's no evidence for that. There's no evidence for that. I was watching it. Trump continued on, and there was crosstalk between the two before Trump said, you know what? Have a nice day. And he left. He also actually accidentally, I believe, stepped on the lapel mic because he pulled it off, dropped it, and he stomped on it. But I don't think he was being malicious. Anyway, the interview taped Friday in Wisconsin was repeatedly interrupted as waves of heavy rain fell on the metal roof of the barn where the taping took place. Wow. Making it difficult at times to hear. Interesting, huh? Technical issues. Kristen Welker said that she spoke to Trump afterwards, and he agreed that the heavy rain had caused complications during taping, and he said he would do another interview in the future. See, isn't that nice? Classy Trump. Anyway, consumers have altered their spending habits per AP, far-left Associated Press. As gas prices strain their budgets, U.S. consumers haven't stopped spending money since the Iran war drove up fuel prices, but many shoppers reassessing what they buy and where, per company executives and retail analysts. Location intelligence company Placer.ai, saw reduced foot traffic at clothing, electronics, and home furnishing stores, more trips to grocery stores and dollar stores. That's where you can get food for cheaper per capita. Executives from American mainstays, Walmart, McDonald's, Dollar General, cited overall shopping resilience as well as noticeable cutbacks by lower-income customers. Interesting, huh? I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3. ¶¶
somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Monday. And rainy days and Mondays always build me up. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question. Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you're like, Jesse, I love to listen live, but I got to run around. I got to go to work. I got to go to the gym. I got to go walking or whatever. I had to go send take my children to school because I don't want to be, I want to go to work. I don't want to be at home raising no children. I don't love them that much. So just I got a podcast. You can podcast the show and still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. Because we love the ladies every Monday. And we take all calls, but every Monday is Female Monday.
All my life I had to fight.
Why do people marry people?
Equal rights, equal lefts, baby.
Do I deserve more or less? Right.
Are you a man or a woman?
I have nothing more to say on that.
What the? What's
what a going mess.
On? What a mess. This is hell on earth. You can have stay in your hell on earth, or you can walk away and live heaven right here on earth. In spite of all the hell going on around you, you can be free if you want to. Only if you want to. It's a spiritual battle. It is a spiritual battle. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. What a mess. So, some of you know that we voted in California a couple weeks ago now for mayor and governor. And as of this day, they're still counting votes in California. And you, I think I heard in the hate report, they have up until July to do the final count. You know something it up. I don't know what's going to happen, but I love the good old days when we would know the night of voting, before you even go to bed at night in most cases, who won and who lost. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. We don't even know yet. And whoever that happened, we need to know. So according to NBC News, the L.A. County, that woman, Roman, is a Democrat. And remember, she was behind for a while. Now they're saying that she's in second place. And Spencer Pratt was ahead of her at one point. That is changing. Watch this from KTLA 5.
Corrine, Rick, as many predicted, younger progressive voters voted late, and they voted for Councilmember Nithya Raman, who's now the likely second-place challenger next to Mayor Karen Bass. With 83% of the votes in, Councilmember and Democratic Socialist Nithya Raman is gaining momentum and likely in solid second. She's about 3,100 votes ahead of former reality personality and Republican Spencer Pratt, and says she's feeling encouraged.
The race is over. It's Mayor Karen Bass versus Nithya Raman for the general election. Nithya Raman has consistently gained, in fact, gaining more than Mayor Karen Bass has gained. And I think it has a lot to do with young voters deciding late, and also very, very progressive voters deciding late.
And I'm going to continue to do that.
Mayor Bass still in first place with 34% of the vote. She released a statement shortly after the results were posted, criticizing her likely opponent for allowing encampments outside of schools, cutting police funding, and ignoring our film and TV industry. Pratt didn't respond to our request for comment on the latest results, but did post this on X, seemingly suspicious of the number of votes Raman has steadily gained over the past few days. Many have been critical about the speed with which the votes are counted.
Because it's a rigged election.
President Donald Trump made broad claims of fraud in California's drawn-out count, which are echoed by Bill Saley. The U.S. attorney says he's opening up multiple investigations into election fraud. Importantly, there is no evidence of any fraud or wrongdoing.
Amazing. Heaven is not earth, and mankind is not God. What a mess, huh? What a mess. And it's going to get worse. But if you work on you and overcome, you'll be fine. According to KTLA 5, 83% of the votes are in. Roman is about 3,100 votes ahead of Pratt. That's from KTLA 5. Well, it ain't over until the fat lady sings. We'll see what happens. It's still, quote unquote, counting votes. And I voted so long ago now, I forgot I voted. I'm wondering now, out loud, is it even worth it to vote? You got a lot of female liberal, female, they're going to vote for the woman or the liberal or the whatever. And if they, God forbid, but let's say they vote for anyone other than Pratt and they end up with the same thing, I don't want to hear you complaining. I don't want to hear it. Because Karen Bass or Roman Noodle is not going to do anything good for the state. And that you can bank on. Washington Post has reported that President Donald Trump broke off an interview with NBC's Meet the Press that aired Sunday. Did y'all see this? It aired Sunday after the host of that show challenged his false claim about the election and January 6th. Watch this from NBC News.
Corrine, Rick, as many predicted, younger progressive voters voted late, and they voted for Councilmember Nithya Raman, who's now the likely second-place challenger next to Mayor Karen Bass. With 83% of the votes
in... Is this the same one you printed over again?
Apologies, I have to refresh here. I got it right here for you.
Do you think it's appropriate that they have an election and 5 days later they're nowhere close to picking a winner?
State and local officials acknowledge they are slow. They're urging.
No, they're crooked.
They're urging the votes to be counted quickly. That's how they vote in California.
They're crooked, just like you're crooked. Your press is crooked, and Meet the Press is crooked.
To be fair, I'm not crooked, but let's
really.
Let's
well, you play right into their hands.
Let's continue.
You're either crooked or you're stupid. You play right into their hands with this rep. You know that these elections are rigged. Your network knows that they're rigged. You know that I won an election in a landslide, and I got 94% bad press.
But, Mr. President,
you know why I got
that?
Because you have no credibility.
But you've never presented evidence that it was rigged. Let's keep talking about. I want to talk about Todd.
You have more evidence. There's more evidence than ever presented.
Let's talk about
your elections in this country. We're like a third world country. Your elections are crooked, and you're crooked, and Meet the Press is crooked, and so is ABC and CBS. And CNN.
But, Mr. President,
you're one-sided, crooked networks. All right, let's call it quits because I've had enough. Thank you, darling. Have a good time.
Mr. President, let's please. I traveled all the way to Wisconsin.
I've sat in the rain with you.
I know.
I've sat in the rain with you for an hour. On and off in the rain, and I've given you enough time. You ought to straighten out your press because you know what?
Mr. President,
a country can never be great with a dishonest press.
Listen, we traveled all the way to Wisconsin for this interview.
The great white hope. Don't mess with Trump. No, 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 no. Don't mess with Trump. No, 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 no. It was raining. That's what you heard, the sound in the background, raining. And it sounded like he stepped on the mic by accident. It looked like we were leaving. You better be thanking God for the great white hope. Because it's a mean, nasty, evil world out there. And until human heart changes from anger, from resentment, from jealousy and strife and revenge and other things as well, you can't trust human beings. They are of evil. There's no love in them. And there's no end to their destruction. And I've not seen anyone, except when I was growing up, I saw it a lot, but anyone deal with reality in the way that the president did. The way that he does. Thank you, Mr. President. It's amazing to me. I'm not surprised at what human beings would do now anymore. Nothing surprised me. I used to be surprised. But I'm not surprised at what human beings would do. Human nature. But I just think it's so interesting because the heart is evil that there's no love in human beings and there's no end to their destruction. Whether it's family members or what, it doesn't even matter. Husband, wife, adult children, in some cases, young children. You are possessed and don't know it. You're not in control of your own life. And you will never be in control of your own life because you can't control your life. If you try to control your life, good morning, hell. You know, on your way to hell, you inhale. So right on, Mr. President. He up here wasting his time with mess. That man ain't got time to play. He got a war to finish. He got oil to bring home. Amazing. Well, we'll let you know, and the new, we'll let you know what happened in California. I do remember moving here in 1968, right after high school. And California was beautiful. I literally thought I walked into paradise when I walked off the airplane at LAX Airport. The palm trees, the weather, the beauty of the city itself, the lack of crime. You walk around, you never even one thought about crime, not one. The opportunities everywhere. You could almost switch jobs every day if you wanted to. That's how many opportunities there's here. What happened? What happened? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. What happened? And it's going to get worse, and I got proof. Then I get to your calls, all right? But we had guests this morning, and so some of this item I didn't get to, and I really want to put them out there so to encourage you, those who want to, watch your backs. Be careful when you're out and about. It is not safe in this old world anymore. Really? Did you hear about this story out of Philadelphia? A 22-year-old white man was shot walking home. And according to the Philadelphia Inquiry, a 22-year-old man died after being shot steps away from his home in South Philly, Philadelphia. Early Saturday, police said that he was a Penn State singer, Pennsylvania State singer, according to the news report. Watch this from Fox 29.
Billy Schmidt was set to graduate in December, and now instead of planning a celebration, his family is left wondering how this could happen.
I just miss him so much. I don't understand how someone could do this to me and my family.
I don't even have a thought process right now, but I'm still just shocked that this happened. Yeah.
For Billy Schmidt's sister and father, words are hard to formulate. Feelings painful to explain. Wondering why. Why this?
He was chasing a kid who took the phone, and another kid came around and shot him.
A neighbor authorized us to use this graphic surveillance video that shows what happened to 22-year-old Penn State senior Billy Schmidt early Saturday morning, just steps from his home on 20th Street in South Philly. The full sequence is simply disturbing.
Life in front of him snuffed out. Because these thugs, these criminals, these scumbags, they don't throw punches anymore. They just want to shoot.
While the victim's family, friends, and neighbors grieve, community organizer Anthony Giordano is angry and speaking out.
Gun violence in the city of Philadelphia is out of control. These kids know exactly what they're doing. They're buying guns, they try to be cool, and they're murdering people, innocent people on the streets of Philadelphia.
Police confirm they are investigating the murder. Billy's family, caught in the emotional strata of mourning and hoping the killer is quickly arrested.
I want justice for him and for my family.
Amazing. So according to one of the news outlets I saw, this young man went out to the bar, according to the story, and allegedly, and to watch the game. So he went to the bar with some friends there, met some friends there, I guess, and to watched the game on his way home. They said that, according to the series, I think these people try to rob him or something. And they end up killing him, according to the story. Did you ever think that one day in America that it could get this bad that you can't even walk the streets at night? And in some cases, in the daytime. What happened? Who is allowing this to happen? I do want you to know that the people in charge of making laws and enforcing laws and doing what they're doing, they want this to happen. They want you afraid. They want you overreacting. They want you fighting amongst one another. They want this happening so you can vote for them. And they'll come in and say, hey, vote for me. I'll do better. Or vote for me again. Next time, I'm going to clean up the mess. They're lying to you. If there were peace on earth, you wouldn't even need a government. You wouldn't need a police. But they want this. And black people, I don't know if those people are black or not. I couldn't really tell. But black people, they want to continue to use you to bring on fear to others, to kill, rob, and rape, and murder. That's why they keep lying to you about racism and you need government program. The Democrats care about you. That's why they want the illegal aliens here for this type of stuff. I don't know, so far they have not said the race of the people that killed this man. But we'll see. And it's going to get worse, folks. In the United States of America, this is Africa now. South Africa is here and out of control, and it's getting worse. And there's nowhere to go to. Except Elon Musk, hurry up and build that rocket ship to go up there to the moon, put some houses up there, and so we can get out of here, at least the white people. And I'm going with the white people. The government in Philly is not working for the people. It's working against the people. If we're working for the people, this wouldn't be going on. Not to disagree, for sure. If you think that bad, that's bad, and it is. According to this report, five people were randomly stabbed by a homeless person in New Jersey. ABC 7. ABC 7 out of New York. Five people were injured in a random stabbing on Sunday evening on a New Jersey transit concourse at Penn Station. Watch this from ABC 7, New York.
Well, Tanya, what a harrowing and violent night here at Penn Station. Five innocent victims left bloodied in a knife attack. This is the New Jersey Transit concourse area where riders wait for their trains. Tonight, it looked more like a makeshift triage center after five innocent victims were viciously slashed. The fire department reports one suffered serious injuries, two moderate injuries, and two with minor injuries, all taken to Bellevue Hospital. All are expected to survive.
I got calls to start closing the station down. It was real bloody. There was a lot of blood on the floor. It's still over there. A lot of blood on the floor. The guy's sitting on the floor. But the police handled it pretty quick.
Two of my colleagues, two Eyewitness News photographers, happened to be at Penn Station at the time and got video of the scene. Amtrak police quickly made an arrest. They are the lead agency here and described the attacker as homeless. An eyewitness says officers put a cover over the suspect's head. One source tells us this appears to be a random attack on commuters simply trying to board their trains. Of course, the homeless are no stranger to this transit hub. Those who work here describe the chaos
We're terrified because it's about our own safety as well.
And this is what the government want. Local and state government want this. This is why they defund the police. They took away bail bonds. And they let the inmates out of jail and prisons. And they gave the so-called homeless people drugs. You know what? You have a mental problem? Here's a drug. Smoke pot. Or here's something for your homeless situation. Amazing, huh? And supposedly, this guy that was accused of doing that, this homeless guy, was considered emotionally disturbed. Do what you want, folks, but I don't care if it's day or night, wrong or right. You better be careful when you're moving about. And a lot of people on their cell phone day and night. Because I wonder, how was this guy able to get up on that many people and stab them? I'm wondering, were they on the phones? I see people all the time driving on the phone, walking down the road on the phone, trying to work out at the gym on the phone. What's on the phone? Ain't that much on the phone that you got to be on it all the time. And you put your life at risk. I see people getting in their car to leave a location. They get in the car and somebody turn the motor on and then get on the phone and hit the brake, and like they're about to leave, and then you're waiting for them to move. They don't move because they're on the phone. What's on the phone that can't wait? What are you looking at? Ain't nothing on the phone that important that you can't move about, and we get to where you're going. Look at the phone. People walking down the road about to get ran over by cars. Is it ran over or run over?
Run over.
Run over. I thought run. I hate the white man. He white. I'm black. But it doesn't make sense that you're on the phone like that. So I'm wondering, how was this one guy able to stab, according to reports, that many people and nobody's was able to stop him at the first or the second one. What a mess. What do you mean knives are sneaky?
You can hardly tell what's happening. Even people who get stabbed, they feel like they got punched. And so a lot can happen before anybody realizes what's going on.
But he stabbed more than one, two, or three people. According to the report.
I believe it was five or six.
Yeah, but ain't somebody yelling out, hey!
Doesn't take long.
Man. I would watch my back if I were y'all, but do what you want. Get on your phone and see what happens. Stretch off on pure.net. I gotta take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. That stabbing with the homeless person happened in New York, not New Jersey. My producer put homeless person in New Jersey. But it was New York. My bad. New York. All right? Just FYI. Couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up. The Hake Report at the top of this hour. And after the Hake Report from 9 to 11, the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1. The American Anchor Baby. Amazing. And then check out Billy on Punchy.tv. Billy, don't mess with Bill. Na, 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 na. Billy on Punchy.tv. He has a brand new episode up there. And he does them every Wednesday at 9 a.m. I mean, no, at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And don't forget to support us. Thank you all who are already doing it. And I really do appreciate it. We got a lot to do. And then those who are thinking of supporting, I appreciate it. Go to jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show, or jlptalk.com, jlptalk.com, to keep it simple, jlptalk.com, all right? Or you can mail it in, make the check of money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, like James Bond, Bond, and mail it to Bond at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035, or call 800-411-2663, or scan the QR code. Let me go to Luis out of Arizona. Luis, you're on the air. Hey, Luis?
Yes, can you hear me?
You're on the air.
Okay, how's everything going?
All is well, Luis.
You can hear me okay?
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, nah. It's awesome. I just wanted to say, you know, I've been on this journey with you. At some point, it was really like the message, you know, it just kind of hit home.
Yes.
So it's been such a ride and up until this point, and just like it just keeps getting better now. You know, I mean, I suffered and, you know, I know what it's like. And you suffer in your own mind, with your own will,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And you're thinking you're doing the things for God. And it's funny how much I was just trying to help God out, or I thought I was.
Yeah.
And I told him, and I said, you know, this is, oh, you know, I'm doing this. And like, it was my idea, and I didn't really see it until later. And then the light started coming onto it. And I was shown, like, oh, I remember this, saying this, doing this, even down to like a thoughts that it had, and where I just kind of like, just told God, like, you know, this is the way I was going to do it. And then, but at some point, you know, you suffer in your will against that will. But it's a beautiful thing. And it really is about love that we couldn't even do. You know, we try to vent our own love and we try to make it like, you know, we kind of act it. But, until that change comes.
It's crazy, too, Louis, that you could grow up thinking that emotional love is love. Even though it doesn't work at all, we still think that's love because there's a feeling to it, and we've been told that's love. That's not love at all. That's hate.
And I'll tell you, that had been my biggest disappointment in life, because all along I had this fantasy that I was going to have this marriage and everything's going to be beautiful and oh God and blah, blah, blah. And you heard every song about it, but no one ever told me that simple thing, that human emotional love is not love at all.
Right.
And, but the funniest thing about it, somehow you got deceived, but then you started to remember when you were a kid, how you felt so happy, so secure. And you think, well, your mother loved you. And then you realize, wow, your mother's got ish, right? You're like, yo, as you get older, because as you're a kid, you're just like in that world, but you had love and somehow like you connected it to, I need to get it somewhere. And it was like, you come back to that though. And you just, it's like riding your bike again and you're just out there and it's a summer day and you're fishing. I could remember those days prior to like hitting puberty, and then your body just goes berserk and you start going off on that whole but the emotional thing is not love, and you don't need it, but hey, I mean, it's a part of being human, I guess, but it's the greater part of it is just when you embrace that and you kind of let go of, well, you know, hey, my mama don't love me, my wife don't love me, my kids barely like me. I mean, they say they do, you know, but they show up when they need something.
Yeah.
And she says she loves you, and then she tears you down on a daily basis. Yeah. Like, that's ain't love. But I'll tell you, you get to a place, too, and it's slow. It's a gradual process where you live inside that bubble because you forgave, and the heart really does start to feel loved again.
It does.
Really, you were mad. You sat in your bed, you know, and suffered, but because you were upset, you know, in my case, I really was disappointed with God. And then so like, he showed me, he was like, well, you know, there's nothing to be mad about. You chose that, you
That's
know,
right.
some point
That's
you said
amazing.
To me, yeah.
So, what a mess.
What do you think about spiritual dreams? I don't really get them as much anymore. But I remember right when Trump was becoming elected the first time, I don't get these dreams a lot. I could tell you some stories. I've been to Africa, I've been to India, and I've seen things happen even in that state where I was like trying to figure everything out. And anyway, I had this dream and I just saw, I was on a SPAC stadium, and this was like, I don't know why I even got this, because I was just like enamored by the culture at the time. And I was like, well, who is this guy? Everything he said was like headlines and so extreme, like everybody was so against him. And then anyway, I had this dream, and then he was on a stadium. He was like doing his thing, you know, and then I was in the back room sitting in a chair, and then he comes back with his entourage. There's all these people in this room. And then I hear a voice say to me, because of all the pressure on his life, he's going to get filled with the Spirit. And that was years ago. So I thought, oh man, he's getting filled with the Spirit, and that's why they're all coming after him, and his flesh is coming out. So, like, people see the flesh, and then, they go, oh, look, he's a bad guy. Well, he's flesh and blood, and that gets flushed out in the process. But people just see that, or they see Hillary and him going at it, and him kind of, like, faltering a bit. But it was, at least he was struggling. But I don't know, like those type of things. What do you think about dreams? I was just curious.
You know, I know that dreams can happen in an unconscious state, but I do know that I will believe firmly that if Trump did not have the Spirit of God guiding him, leading him, he would not have been able to deal with and do as much as he has done already, in spite of the way that the people treat him, the media treat him, and stuff like that. I believe firmly that he's been guided by the light within, God within, for sure.
Well, because I've come to a place where when I look at people that are being attacked like that, I say, well, that's what Jesus actually said. Look, you're going to be hated. You're going to be rejected just for being loving. Or you even bring up forgiveness with people. I mean, you could talk about anything you want.
Yeah.
You talk about forgiveness, they freak out. And you're like, what the heck? Like, oh, it's the littlest ish. Like, why? Like, you could talk about anything. You could tell Jesus had long hair, call Jesus whatever. You know, he was a hippie. Jesus wasn't real, blah, blah, blah. But you talk to that same person about forgiveness and their mother, whatever. I could just think of people. I'm like, God, you could bring it up, man. It's like
the darkness hate the light, man. That's why even when you start working on yourself, the light shows you what's really going on. The darkness hate that light because it knows that the light will destroy it. And so it works overtime to try to stop the light, but it can't because the light is stronger than the darkness.
Well, when I first started reading as a little kid, I tried to heal people. Like, I would go on the streets and pray for people, but then I closed my eyes and, like, nothing would happen, you know?
Yeah.
I'd try to raise raise the dead. Like, you know, funny stuff, but... You know, and then I went back to riding my bike. I was like, all right.
There you go.
You know, but you try to figure it all out, and the darkness, like you said,
Is your life work? Is your wife working on herself?
Yeah. I mean, she's kicking and screaming, but the thing is, they have no choice, really. They just get pulled along with you, or they don't, you know.
Has she gone and forgiven her mother and father?
No.
Oh, so she's not working on herself then?
Well, no. I mean, no.
It's hard when one is working on themselves and the other one is not, because the one that's not, whether it's the wife or the husband, they're going to hate the light in you, and they're going to work overtime trying to hurt you and stop the light.
Trust me. I know already. I got scars, but... You know, I'm healed now where my body's literally physically healing. It's crazy. I can't even tell you because people think I'm nuts. They're like, you don't understand. Like and it's because of that, the War of the Roses, like you said, you know, and that conflict was so extreme. I mean, so extreme. And unfortunately I was so stubborn in my old way that I probably needed that. I didn't need it, but I did, and I got it. But I've gotten to a place that I'm like now, like after going through extreme stuff and with family as well.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, okay, I'm living in it where I'm just like not even reacting emotionally. An issue now. I don't even care. I'm just like, no, but I'm not even not caring. You know what I mean? It's like I don't respond at all.
Right.
And it's just... Well, we garden now and we do stuff and we hang out and she just comes back around. But she hasn't come to a place that she's forgiven because she's stubborn and prideful.
Yeah. Well, man, when you stay with her, Louis, stay with her, and it gets clearer and clearer and it's just going to, you haven't seen anything yet. Stay with her.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. It's wonderful. It's gotten better. My body's healing. It's sleep better.
Right on.
And great. So have a great afternoon.
You too. I appreciate your call.
Love you, bro.
You too. Right. Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Tay out of Asia. Her around the world. Tay, you are on the air.
Yeah, what's up, Jesse?
All this well, Tay.
I got a quick question for you.
Okay.
Maybe a couple.
All right.
But I'm going to try to make it a little quick because I called in late. But it's been a little minute since I called you. It's been like a couple months. Just learning. So my first question is, I was looking at one of your videos, and you had an assignment for us to do, and it was go a week without thinking about you. Do you remember that biblical assignment?
I don't remember that particular one, but I know I have given that assignment, And I often tell people, stop thinking about you. Absolutely.
Right. So I have a question. So, like, let's say if, I have an investment, like, coming up, right, like a property that I need to, like, get.
Right.
And I'm not sure exactly which of the two properties I want to choose from. But, you know, I found myself earlier, like, asking myself, well, what is my long-term goal? You know, I feel like I had to ask myself that so I could, you know, choose which one do I make. But the question is, like, don't think about you. So I'm like, how am I supposed to make this decision? Or is this okay because it's a practical, physical thing?
That's okay. It is practical. You don't live by that. Because once you decide which house to get, you don't have to think about that anymore.
Okay.
So that's practical thinking. But the you stop thinking about you is the psychological, emotional thinking that people are into, thinking that what they're thinking and feeling and the ups and the downs and all that in the past and the future, they think that they're thinking about them, and they're not. That's an illusion.
Okay. So that wouldn't be like, that's needed, the question that I have to ask myself for the investment property,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You try to decide which house the best, am I going to live in this house for a long term, or am I going to stay there for a short period, or do I want to just fix it up and resell it? That's practical thinking. God gave you the mind to do that, the process to do that. And what, it's like a tool. Once you're done with nailing the last nail in the wall, you don't need the hammer anymore for now.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. It still sounds like I'm thinking about me, but I get what you're saying, though. It's not the psychological, emotional, intellectual
right.
going on about it, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because, like, if I find myself getting, like, overly excited about it, just be aware of that, and that's when it starts to become like a story that my mind starts to tell me. If I get like excited, and then like my mind will start telling me like, "Oh, you got this property, you get more wealthy." Just leave that alone. Don't entertain that. Right.
That those thoughts pass.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Cool.
Absolutely. You can appreciate all right, cool. the fact that you got the house, but you don't have to get all into it and think what's going to happen tomorrow and I'm going to be rich or not be rich or any of that.
Yeah, I mean, yo, it's just like, this is so much simple way of living, man. And it's like we make it complicated for ourselves sometimes. Because
yes.
like, I've been going in and out, but for some reason I keep being led back to like, to you and stuff and just listening to you. It's been a couple months since I've been listening to you, but, you know, I just started about listening to you. And, it's just so simple, man, like how you break it down. And it's how we should live because it's very peaceful. But once I find myself doing something different, it's like I just create unnecessary mental stress that is uncalled for.
That's right. 100%. And the reason that happened because you go out of the light back into the darkness of your imagination, all thoughts are all lies all the time. And there's nothing but confusion and stress and worry and doubt and all that in the imagination. That's why you have to stay out of the imagination, stay present. And life will be simple and easy, and it will happen without you trying to make it happen.
Okay, and so with the investment property, right, like I don't even have to think about, oh, God, like, please make it work for me. Do this. Like you said, if I'm walking in the light and I'm being present, it's going to already work.
It's going to be just fine. Absolutely. If
okay.
you stay in
All
the
right.
light, Tay, it cannot go wrong.
Okay. All right.
And
my next question is,
God, oh, Lord, make sure this works. Oh, Lord, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I'm worried about it tomorrow. No. I had to be the Lord. No, you don't have to be God.
Okay. Now, my next question is, I remember you saying sporadically sometimes that like, you can never make a decision, right? Like, you would tell us that, like, you never make a decision?
Right.
So, okay, so, like, not necessarily a property or anything, but anything, but we can use that for an example. Like, let's say, you know, I decide to move and get a property, or just, like, I decide to call you,
right,
or something like that. Who's that making that decision? Is that just the spirit moving through me, or what?
If you're in the light, the spirit of truth is making it for you. But you think that is you making it.
Mm.
But we are incapable of making our own decision. There's only one decision that we make, and that is, I'm sick of living in hell. I want out. And that's the only thing. Mm. And you make that decision because you realize how painful it is and how crazy it is to live a miserable emotional life, so you want out. But even with the house situation, that is being presented to you. The opportunities come. The thoughts that you're having about it are from God, because you can't even come up with thoughts about practical things on your own. God, those thoughts, to think about those things is from God too.
But sometimes it can be tricky, right? Like you know how you say, like about the house, that's an opportunity from God and stuff. Like, I realize that because, you know, it's a door that he's opening. But, like, being that we have this ego, right, if we like, well, I'm aware, but it's just because I know how the mind is. It's tricky. It's like,
yeah.
Like, what if I could just, I don't know, man. Like, I get what you're saying. Because, like you said, the house is the opportunity, right?
Yes.
God, you know, like, because you are right. Because I didn't even think about anything about that. It just came to me. But it's like, couldn't I just spark up anything and be like, I don't know, like, oh, I'm going to get a new car. And then that came from God, too, because it's practical. But I could get egotistical about it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I don't know what I'm trying to explain.
When you try to take credit that I came up with this idea that I'm going to get myself a car and I made this happen, you're on an ego trip. But when you can know that all things are made by and come from God, you'll be fine.
Okay, because that makes sense. Yeah, because sometimes I would, because the thing about the house, right, like, I don't find myself getting emotionally excited about it. I'm just like, oh, well,
yeah,
it happens, it happens.
That's
but that's
right.
How I know, like, it's not me.
That's okay. Right. All life, all things are from God. And so when it happened that way, you don't take credit for it. You're grateful. You know that it's from God. You cannot go wrong. You're doing fine.
Okay,
and by you being a son of God, God is going to take care of you anyway. As it is in heaven, so shall it be on earth for God's children.
Okay, all right. And my next question is, so I'm about to turn 24 next month, right? And this is just listening to you. I'm like, you always say, do what you want. You know, it's on you. But, you know, I'm just learning this stuff and, like, I mean, most of my time, I've been, like, alone, you know what I'm saying, like, growing up and stuff. Like, I guess God just wants me to learn myself and stuff. Like,
yeah,
it's just destined for me to go through it.
Right.
But my question is, like, I mean, everything you say makes sense. 99.9999999999% I agree with everything you say. Maybe 0.00005, I don't. But I would say if I have a desire, right, to get married and have a family one day, right?
Right.
But it never happens, right? But say if it's really in my heart for that, but it never happens. I just have to accept that as my reality and just go through it.
Number one, want for nothing, and he will add on to you what you should have, whether it's to be married or not. Don't want for it. Your only desire is to love God with all your heart, soul, and might, and your enemy. Love your enemy, your neighbor. And I'm telling you, if it's meant for you to be married, it will happen naturally. It'll be a marriage that will last until death do you part. But if you want for it and desire it, you're going to end up marrying Satan and catch nothing but hell.
Right. So I just got to, when those feelings and stuff come, I just got to die from it.
Yes, absolutely. Let those thoughts pass, that emotion pass, because it'll make you go out and find the wrong person.
And this, and I just create you. Like another.
What?
And I'll just create like another, I'll just create like another problem for myself.
100%.
Just taking out the place of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Just taking out the place of the Holy Spirit.
Make her your God.
But it's like us as young men, right? We might have to go through that stage, right, of understanding and go through lessons to be able to get there, right?
If you stay away from the thoughts about it, drop the anger and the thought, you don't have to go through the lessons. You only go through the lesson if you don't listen to what is right. But you don't have to go
Dang.
Through it.
Oh, that's deep. Okay.
God did not create you to go through anything. But if you don't see the light, you're going to go through it. But you don't have to.
Okay. All right. That makes so much sense. All right.
Amazing right. call, Jay. Call me again. We're about to end here. Call me again, and you stay with us, stay with us, stay with us.
It's K, not Jay.
Tay. My bad. Tay.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, you good.
He black.
You good. He black and slow. Okay.
Thank you, Tay.
All right. Talk to you next time.
All right, buddy. Super, super. Too late.
Keep it checked.
Daily Nourishing says, it's in the Bible. Amen. This discussion answering all my questions. Amazing.
Amazing in the Word.
Referring to church yesterday. The Joshua James Bible equals basic instructions before leaving Earth.
The what?
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
What
That's
Bible?
The Bible.
Oh, the Bible is in the Word.
B-I-B-L-E.
Right. Thank you.
And over on YouTube, on Rumble, Krevin gifted a subscription, as well as Jules Verne gifted a subscription to Jesse Lee Peterson.
Thank you all. That's amazing. Shout out.
Daniel G. from Texas. JLP, what does a woman mean when she says she wants you to be emotionally... Oh, I already read that one. Emotionally available. Are you emotionally
she
available?
She means that she wants to control you.
Church yesterday was one of the best I have watched. It was
she
amazing.
Wants you to make her your God. Go ahead.
Church yesterday was one of the best I have ever watched. It was amazing.
Amazing. Stay with it.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all.
Thank y'all. Amazing. Victoria, first time call out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my mind. And the rest of the call, I'm outside. The hate is coming now. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Don't stop. If you go back into your hell, it's going to be way worse than what you left. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.